You're listening to the KHSU Magazine. It's 22 minutes after 1 o'clock. It's Friday. And listen to this. For my ship to come in. I've been waiting a long, long, long time for my ship to come in. Alice DiMaselli is coming back to town Thursday, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Arcata Playhouse. And I just happen to have Alice on the phone. Alice, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Danielle. Hi, everybody.
Well, you're one of our favorites. We're so lucky here on the North Coast to have so many amazing musicians. And although you don't live here, we feel like you're one of our very own. You've been playing here so long. When did you actually start playing here? And did you live here?
I never lived in Arcata, but I do come to Arcata as often as I can. And I live in Southern Oregon, so I'm pretty darn close.
And how is everything in Southern Oregon?
It's okay. Pretty good. You know, pretty good. Getting ready for this big tour. We did the Oregon shows, and now we're getting ready for our Northern California shows. So
and you
really
have a new album.
About that.
New album. One,
yes.
One with the Tide?
Yes. I'm so excited about it.
And that must be a lot to get an album out these days.
Oh, yeah. It's so much work, but it's so worth it. You know, it's totally worth it. It's an awesome... It's work, a responsibility, and a huge privilege. So I'm just, you know, I'm grateful.
And do you
I'm grateful that I can do it.
Do you do that in a studio?
I recorded the basic tracks in a studio in Williams, Oregon, called the Studio Pacifica with Dennis Dragon, amazing engineer who is no longer with us now. He passed in September. That's been a rough thing for me. And then we mixed it at my friend Brett Levick's, and there were other recording, like other instruments were recorded at a few different studios. We worked at the Panther in Portland to get Jenny Conley Drizos to play keys on the record, and Stevie James Wright to play the slide guitar and mandolin.
How long does it take to put a new album together? And which album is this of yours? You have so many.
It's number 14.
14. So how long does it take to get a number 14 together?
It really depends. You know, I mean, it's not the recording time is not that time. It's not that laborious. The actual recording part is the fun part.
Right. It's writing all the
it's
songs.
It's all the other stuff that comes afterwards, like all the... putting all the ducks in a row and doing all the manufacturing and trying to, you know, all the little things that administrative tasks, let's say,
yeah,
that take the longest. You know, and I took my time. I recorded over a few different sessions, you know, like we did a few songs at a time. And, you know, it took probably about a little over a year to get the whole thing done.
Not bad, not bad. And
yeah,
it's
you
a
know,
beautiful.
It was a labor of love, but
beautiful cover.
Thank you.
I like the cover a lot. And so you're coming through and you're going to be here on the 22nd, 7:30, Arcata Playhouse. And how lucky
yes,
for us.
My band. I have this new band that I'm calling Force of Nature.
Okay.
Because these guys are like a force of nature. And it's my longtime bass player, Rob Kohler, who played on By Ebb and By Flow, and he played on Alice Live, and he toured with me since the early 90s. And this new guy, we call him the kid sometimes, his name is Nick Kirby on drums, and they're both on this album, and we just have this, it's like the three-legged stool that doesn't fall over. You know, like we have this magic between us.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to bring them to Arcata because it's really fun.
Well, you
and
are
these
pure.
You guys are amazing.
You are pure magic on stage. And I really appreciate you answering the phone. It was a little jump in today. So thanks for being out there. And thanks for coming to town next Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. I hope to see everybody out there.
Yeah, and you can get tickets at Wildberries, I think, and then Alice Arcata at brownpapertickets.com or at the door.
Yeah, so you can get, there's, I think I only sent 50 tickets to Wildberries. So okay. If you want to do the Wildberries, go get your tickets right away.
Okay.
The place is really small, actually. I think it only holds like 120 people, so it's not a very big place. They can find them on Brown Paper Tickets.
Yeah.
All you have to do is search for Alice D or Arcata Playhouse even on Brown Paper Tickets, and it'll come up.
So. Well, congratulations on album 14.
Thank you. I'm so excited. And hopefully we'll have a special guest coming. I'm not going to say her name, but I have a friend who I'm asking is going to maybe sing with me. So it should be a really magical, extra magical evening on a song or two.
That's great. All right. Alice DiMaselli, we'll see you in a few days, the 22nd.
All right.
Take good care.
Danielle.
Safe travels.
Happy day. All right. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Alice DiMaselli coming to town, 22nd. Can't beat that.